Hi everyone, my name is Yishu and from Dr. Bingru Huang's lab at Rutgers University. Today I'm going to talk about the ascorbic acid mitigation of root growth inhibition in tall fescue related with antioxidant metabolism. So a little bit of background here. Water stress, actually it's the same as drought stress as Qi mentioned before in the previous presentation, but we prefer to call it water stress. Actually it's the same thing because we also use hydroponic system. So that water stress is one of the major limiting factors for plant root growth. And with water stress, you can expect root growth inhibition, root structure morphology change, and also the root molecular responses under water stress conditions. And we have excessive accumulation of reactive oxygen species, or ROS, under both abiotic and biotic stress conditions, especially for superoxide and hydrogen peroxide. These are two of the main sources for the plant oxidative stress. So under the plant oxidative stress, these two species have extra amount in the plant tissue, and that could do a lot of toxic damages for the plant growth, as well as plant molecular mechanisms. So the prompt removal of excessive ROS by the ROS scavenging system is quite important for plant growth under these stress conditions, including water stress. So here is overview of the ROS scavenging system, just in case some of you are not familiar with this. So ROS scavenging system includes both non-enzymatic part, which is the reduced and oxidized form of ascorbic acid, and also dehydroascorbic acid, and also another pair, the glutathione, reduced in oxidized form. It also contains an enzymatic part. Okay. So the water here provides the electron, and it goes through photosynthetic part to oxygen to provide the superoxide, and the superoxide will be dismutated by SOD to hydrogen peroxide, and hydrogen peroxide can take part in the chloroplast as well as cytosol and also the peroxisome. So we have in total of 7 antioxidant enzymes here: SOD, superoxide dismutase, catalase, glutathione dependent peroxidase, ascorbate peroxidase, monodehydroascorbate reductase, dehydroascorbate reductase, and glutathione reductases. So these 7 enzymes are also important for the ROS scavenging system. So that goes to our hypothesis. If ROS are mainly responsible for the plant cell growth inhibition during abiotic stress, we feed the plant with antioxidants, such as ascorbic acid, which is also vitamin A, to plant under water stress. That will theoretically, we think, it will remove the excess ROS in plant cell. And we hope that will improve the plant growth. So in order to determine that, we first need to know, is ascorbic acid pretreatment for tall fescue, which is one of the commonly used cool season grass species in the United States, the ASA pretreatment for the root tissue could mitigate the root growth inhibition due to water stress, and also is there like the ASA effects on the root growth would be associated with the activation of the ROS scavenging system, either in the aspect of non-enzymatic or enzymatic components. And also we are interested in the genes involved in cell expansion, because root growth is tightly related to cell expansion. So like expansins and the xyloglucan endotransferases, these are the two classes of genes that are extensively studied in the cell expansions. So the experimental design here is we use K31 seeds, and we grow them in the solid medium first for the germination of about 2 weeks, and then we transfer the seedlings to the hydroponic systems for 1 more week. For water stress treatment, we use PEG 8000. PEG is commonly used in hydroponic systems for the water stress, and 8000 large molecular weight could prevent it from go through the cell membrane. So PEGA solvent was added into hydroponic solution. So we first adjust the osmotic potential to minus 0.25 megapascal for 2 days, and then it further goes down to minus 0.5 for another 4 days. So for the ascorbic acid pretreatment, we use 5 mmol of ascorbic acid for 10 hours, which is established between based upon the preliminary tests. And after pretreatment, the seedlings were then subject to control or water conditions. I mean water stress conditions. So the root samples we collect are divided into two parts. So the first one is elongation zone. Based on the previous study, we determined that 1 centimeter within the 1 centimeter from the root tip, the root elongation zone is basically there. So everything above 1 centimeter is maturation zone. So we divide root samples into these two parts at the end of the drought treatment and, of course, the control conditions as well. And for the parameters, we first measure the root growth rate based on the daily measure of the root lengths. And we also measure the superoxide and hydrogen peroxide content using the chemical assays as well as histochemical staining. We also measure antioxidants for free ascorbate and total ascorbate using chemical assays. And we also measure the enzymatic activities and also use QRT-PCR for the raw scavenging and cell expansion gene expressions. So here is the result for the root growth. The water stress would greatly decrease the root growth rate here. With the addition of ascorbic acid, the root growth would improve a little bit, but not to the normal level. Since we have here, we didn't see the difference between the control and control plus ascorbic acid. So we're going to focus for the control, the water stress, and water stress plus ascorbic acid in the following slides. So we measure the malonyl aldehyde content, which is to assess the lipid peroxidation for the cell membrane. So higher content means the plant root cell membrane goes more rust damage based on the lipid peroxidation. So the water stress would bring significant increase of MDA content, but when you add ascorbic acid, it could be significantly reduced in the root elongation zone. And then we measure the superoxide and hydrogen peroxide content. It's the same thing within the root elongation zone. The water stress will bring up the superoxide and hydrogen peroxide. But when you pretreat with ascorbic acid, that would decrease the content in both aspects. So here is a histochemical staining for the root tip. You can see that under water stress, the superoxide content will have more dark blue color here. But under water stress plus ASA, you can see less color here. And same thing for the water for the hydrogen peroxide under water stress. Darker brown color here. Under water stress plus ascorbic acid, there's less dark brown here. And then we measure the free ascorbate and total ascorbate content. We can see that the free ascorbate content in both elongation and maturation zone, we have decreased in the water stress, but much more decrease in water stress plus ascorbic acid. And in the total ascorbate, the root elongation zone and maturation zone didn't have significant change between control and water stress. But when you feed with ascorbic acid, the total ascorbate would have increased content. So next, we have measured the scavenging enzyme activity. However, the four of the scavenging enzyme activities here have seen the similar trend between the water stress and water stress plus ascorbic acid. So there's no difference between them, which is also true for the other three. Remember, we have 7 enzymes here. So all the 7 genes, all the 7 enzymes here, we did not see the significant changes between water stress and water stress ascorbic acid. So that is kind of not good because we want to see the difference. So remember, we have the root growth inhibition under water stress, but we have increased a little bit the root growth inhibition when we apply ascorbic acid. So we want to see that trend. So is there any other trend involved in the transcriptional expression levels instead of enzymatic levels? So we tested all the genes we have found in tall fescue ESC databases, including all the isoforms of the genes. So here we found the CAT genes, CAT A, B, and C. They have similar trend as compared to the root growth inhibition in root maturation zone. We have decreased transcriptional expression under water stress, but increased transcriptional expression under water stress plus ascorbic acid. And we also have the same thing that can be found in the DR gene expression. And we also screen the expansin genes and XET gene families we can find. In tall fescue, we found a similar trend for the expansin A3 and XET2. All the root maturation zones show the first decrease and then increase trend. So a little bit summary here. Tall fescue root growth could be enhanced by the exogenous application of ascorbic acid on the water stress. So we are confirmed that positive effect of ascorbic acid on root elongation was mainly from the direct non-enzymatic addition of such a reducing agent into raw scavenging system. And last but not least, transcript abundance of the CAT genes, the DR, the expansin A3, and XET2 were associated with root growth inhibition. So that further indicates their potential roles regulating root growth and root scavenging system and cell expansion. So last, I would like to thank my advisor, Dr. Bingru Huang, and I would like member Patrick Burgess and Chen Xu for the help with the experiments. And without further ado, I would like to thank you and take any questions.
Any questions?
Yes. Yes.
So under stress condition, based on your result, which zone is more important or critical?
So the question is, which zone for the root elongation zone, maturation zone, is more critical for the raw scavenging response, as well under drought stress? I would say that both of them are really important, because when the root is getting elongated, the root elongation zone would take part in first, and that's going to affect. As well, root elongation zone also contains a layer, or several layers of root cells that is dividing. So it's also called root division zone. But it's really hard to separate them because root division zone is only like several micrometers to tens of micrometers for there. And as regard to the root maturation zone, that is also important because in root maturation zone, you can see the structure difference. There are more side roots coming out. That could be beneficial for the plant under drought stress conditions.
So
yes?
How do you decide the concentration of the chemical
AFA? So the question is, why do we choose the specific molecular concentrations of ascorbic acid? We have done preliminary tests for the ascorbic acid. Actually, we add them into the hydroponic system instead of spraying them because we're studying root system. So we have used five different concentrations ranging from 0.5 to 50. So it turns out 5 millimolar which would give us the best result for the root promoter.